Jimmy Buffett can build a Margaritaville retirement village in Daytona Beach. I wonder if John Fogerty would ever open a CCR retirement village.
What's the name of that one? Green Valley? What's the name of that one song?
Green River.
The Green River.
Or looking out my back door.
The Green River Retirement Community with John Fogerty.
Yeah.
Would you move into that one?
I'd be tempted.
I may do that. It's a great song. Let's bring Rick into the conversation. Calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Rick. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Good morning. Hopefully an easy question. The exterior pads, so the concrete pads that are poured as one of the final steps for new construction.
Right.
The concrete guys affix fiberboard for expansion joints.
Uh-huh.
And after a period of time, the expansion joints move and start to look pretty nasty. What's an easy way to replace them? Because when they're set with cut nails, they're harder than heck to get out.
Now you said it was an easy question. I'm telling
it's
you,
easy question.
It's not a hard answer, but it's a hard job. That's one of those projects I tell people it's mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter, and it's going to take a long time, and it comes out, bits and pieces at a time. There's hardly any good way to do it. I've tried angle grinders. And just try and shred it up piece by piece. That's probably about the best solution I could tell you to try. But there is no good, easy way. Like you say, it's an easy question, but it is not an easy job.
Now, the good news is there is a really neat product.
Oh, yeah. Once
that you
get
can
that
use
out.
To replace it instead of going back with that old expansion joint. It's called Trim a Slab. And it's a rubberized product that comes in the form of a T, and it is a T, but it's also got a
taper to it.
Yeah. So as you push that in the expansion joint, it locks itself in place, and then it's such a tight fit when it's done, it doesn't allow for weed germination and debris, and it's just a great alternative to putting in that board, and it looks so much better than anything. There was people that and it's not a bad route either. They're like some liquid fill epoxies and stuff, but this stuff is so much less material and product you have to pour in there.
Yeah. So there you go, Rick. I hope that helps. It does drive people nuts. Sometimes the slabs are moving, sometimes it's a moisture issue, and that board kind of creeps out above the slab. Now that gets easier to take out, but sometimes it falls down in there too. And quite frankly, Rick, there's been a couple of occasions when I would just take a 1x2 and rip it down to the size that it fits in that crack. And lots of times you could just beat it down rather than try and take it all out. And then slip in this particular product, and that works pretty well as well, and it does clean up the look. So that pretty well wraps up the 9 o'clock hour. We call it the open line hour, where we'll take virtually any question that you ever have to ask about your house, home, castle, or cabin, and then we get ready for the 10 o'clock hour, where we take one particular topic and we drill down deep on it. And one of the things we're going to be talking about in the 10 o'clock hour are your utility bills. There is virtually every utility company in Arizona, Unisource, APS, SRP, TEP, all have programs that encourage you to reduce the power consumption at your house. And they come at it from every angle, from sealing the ducts to caulking the windows, and they'll actually help pay for some of those repairs. So we're going to visit through with y'all. You can actually find this information at rosieonthehouse.com. It's our blog of the day, Utility Company Incentives. And we're going to talk to you about buying your electricity smart. You know, that's the first thing most homeowners do wrong. You are on the wrong plan. All these utility companies give you options on how to buy your power. And I use the filling station down on the corner as an example. They're going to sell gas 24 hours a day, just like the power companies are going to sell electricity 24 hours a day, right? Now, if that gas station reduced the cost of gas by 80% for 2 hours every day, when would you fill up your car? If it went from $2.60 a gallon to 80 cents a gallon, 50 cents a gallon, when would you fill up your car? We know the utility companies have that exact system set in place for you buying electricity. There are times of day that you can buy electricity much, much lower. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about how not just to look at one thing to fix your high utility bills. You have to look at the whole house. So our friends from Rheas will be joining us, and you join us as well. This is energy consumption and how to manage it, be smart about it, and save yourself some real cabbage.